You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition. As always, joined by Tom Singer, who's been, I think, laying by the pool in Bradenton on a nice warm spring to get started. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing good. You're kind of close. No pool, but it was nice enough. We're not outside for a little basketball today. Got a sweat on, so it's all good. But no pool, no.
How's your jumper? Are you like me? You got to get an offensive rebound to touch the ball.
No, it's pretty good. You know, I mean, if you put somebody on me, it'd be tougher. But my shooting percentage is pretty good. I can sink them.
Okay, sounds good. I could usually shoot about 40% on layups. That was my game. While we're talking about Bradenton, new digs there. The Pirates have reworked the clubhouse. And can you take us for a little oral tour? How's it looking?
Well, it's tremendous. Frank Coonley, the club president, referred to the facilities as the last man standing because they've had a lot of improvements at PNC Park and also at Pirate City, the workout facility. But McKechnie Field was the last thing that they attacked, and they did a wonderful job. The locker room facilities are about twice as big as they were previously, and they've added a lot of areas that simply weren't existent last year, such as a coach's locker room, which didn't even have a meeting room, the extra media workspace, which, previously we didn't have. And basically, it's the state-of-the-art. Bradenton Marauders, the Florida State League team that uses McKechnie Field in the summer, will have absolutely the best Class A clubhouse in history when they move in.
Well, I can't wait to see it. I'm going to be in Florida in March, and I'm going to throw a plug in. I just love McKechnie. It's one stadium that's still like they all were when you and I started covering spring training, but they've done a nice job, getting it, keeping it modern, keeping it viable. And I just love it because it's not a, these new parks are nice, but, there's a sameness to them, or it's just big, bigger, biggest. And I like the throwback. So,
it's a wonderful blend of the old and the new because the ballpark itself, the infrastructure has remained unchanged, but then you have all these modern additions ringing it, and it's a wonderful blend of different eras.
Yeah, I love that the right field deck where I'm sure you're always hard at work, but right after the games, sometimes they'll have singers out there playing and pouring some different cold drinks. It's a nice spot.
You mean they have cold drinks out there while we're working?
No, not working. Not while we're working. Absolutely not.
I mean, but we don't have it, but people are drinking while we're working, huh? That's good to know.
Yeah, other people do, Tom. I think people do.
Oh, wow.
But now looking at the Pirates team, your guy, A.J. Burnett, did he look the same when he showed up? Did it look like he never left?
That's correct. I would think he's in a better mood mentally. We'll see how it plays out, but the fact that he's committed this season to be his last basically has freed his mind from any burdens, and he's just geared up to enjoy his final season, obviously be productive. But I think you can tell the way he's carrying himself and dealing with people that he's committed to making this season just in the ball. Hopefully, it'll be performance-wise, he'll be also stellar. But, I mean, he's definitely a man on a mission, and his mission is to go out on a high.
One great thing about these early spring training workouts, pitchers that are throwing, and you hear the sound of the mitts and the bullpen, sounds like everybody's throwing 105 miles an hour. The catchers and the coaches, who are they buzzing about? Which pitchers have caught their eyes early in camp?
Well, no real surprise there. I mean, they do have a bunch of hard chores, especially in the bullpen and in the bullpen candidates. This latest guy they picked up, Kevin Arrow, has lit up some eyes. You know, he's got the reputation of being able to hit triple digits, and I don't think they have a gun on anybody, certainly not this early, but it sounds like he's definitely getting it up to 100 miles an hour. Tyler Glasnow, number one prospect in the organization, in camp as a non-rostering bitee, will probably start the season in Double A, has looked terrific in his bullpen. Jameson Taillon, coming back from the Tommy John surgery of about 11 months ago, he's on a slightly slower schedule. He doesn't throw as often as the other pitchers, but when he is throwing, he looks terrific. There's every hope that he'll be able to start the season on schedule in the minors. They'll bring him along, and we may see him in the middle of the season.
Well, and the guy that's probably been creating the biggest national buzz out of there, and I'm sure locally too, the guy Jung Ho Kang on the field, and got a couple of questions for you with Kang, but just generally, what are your impressions as you pal seen him in a uniform and working out?
Well, the first impression is that physically he breaks the mold of the way we perceive players from from Asia. Well, I mean, that's not really true. I mean, obviously, because he's very stocky, he's very muscular. Chu, obviously with the Rangers, is also a big guy. But, Gang looks like that he can definitely rip the ball. He's got muscles. And he's very fluid defensively. Obviously, we've just seen him in workouts. But making the turning the double play, covering on bunt plays, is very agile, very smooth. Nothing mechanical about him, which is always a good thing to see about an infielder that you haven't seen before. He could be the real deal.
Yeah, I was interested. Clint Hurdle put it well the other day, as he often does, about talking about how Kang, unlike all the other players, was carrying a whole country with him, that all of Korea watching to see how he makes the transition. And what about the Korean media contingent? How big is that, and just how much does that kind of change the feel of camp?
Well, there's about a dozen and a half of them covering Gang, and they really bought into the whole pirate thing. I was watching a television lady interview some of the other pirates, and she was decked out in full pirate regalia, including a hook on her hand with the pirate hat and everything. So I think it's safe to say that this may not have been something they had in mind when they did sign Gang, but the Pirates, without question, are the most popular major league team in Korea right now. And they basically, besides signing Gang, they signed up for a huge international following. This whole development could have major ramifications.
And what are the odds that with the Pirates, it turns out Kang has already been to Bradenton and trained there?
Yes. His Korean team, Nexon, held preseason practice here through 2010 before moving over to Surprise, Arizona. And Kang does remember being here. He doesn't remember enjoying it as much as he is now, because he was a rookie, he said, and although he didn't use the word hazing, I imagine he makes it sound like that the veterans on the Mexican team had him running around, running errands for them the whole time he was here. So he didn't really get to enjoy the baseball aspects of Pirate City the way he's enjoying it now. But yeah, his whole pro career began in Bradenton with Nexon, and he entered his next chapter same place.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to get a little bit further into spring training and see him facing pitchers from other teams, see exactly what the Pirates have with him. As few players as interesting as him this spring, I think. Tom, thanks very much. For Tom Singer, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.